Shen Yun is Chinese classical dance and music performing arts, which is based in New York, and they will come to Dublin on the 19th and 20th of April in the Convention Center. Shen Yun's mission is to revive the 5,000 years of civilization. And Shen Yun actually was only established in 2006 in New York. And in the short 8 years, from one company of 100 people, and they have increased to be 4 companies this year. Each company would have around 100 people as well. So this means Shen Yun has been so well received and welcomed by all the audience, live audiences around the world. Like last year, they performed 354 shows in all the 5 continents, including North America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Asia. So regardless of your Chinese or your Asian, your Western, everybody loves Shen Yun.
And each year, we were talking earlier on, each year the show changes, is that correct?
Each year, Shen Yun would have a whole new program. And all the programs, choreography, will all be newly designed. And all the costumes, headpieces, animated backdrop, all need to be redesigned and practiced.
And how many people are involved, you know, in preparing all this artwork? Because it is artistic, isn't that right?
Yeah, it is artistic show, very high-level artistic show. Each company would have 100 artists there. There would be a few dozens of dancers, about 5 dozens of dancers, and around 40 musicians and some technicians as well. So, I mean, their choreography people, and they'd be designing the dances, and there'd be musicians to compose the music. So, and people write lyrics as well. There are some singing programs as well. So, the other people, they'd be just exercise, practice, rehearse, you know, through really, really hard thousands of hours of work to present such a beautiful show to the live audiences of the world.
These are stories that are ancient stories that belong to China's history, and it's an ancient history, is that correct?
Yes, you see, like many other, maybe not so many other old civilizations, there are only 4 old civilizations in the world. China is one of them. We have 5,000 years of history and civilization, so which is very rich and deep. And there are so many myths and legends that have been passed down, you know, over all these 5,000 years. For instance, there is a general called Yue Fei in Song Dynasty, which is back to 900 years ago. He was so brave and so, wise in the battlefield. He actually won a battle with a few thousand people, defeated tens of thousands of enemies. So, but later he was actually executed by some bad guys in the imperial court. Even then, he was very loyal to the country. So loyalty, his name became a symbol for loyalty. And when he was younger, his mother carved 4 characters on his back. It's like a tattooed in the ancient way. Diligently loyal to the country. So he always remembered what his mother told him. So stories like General Yue Fei was on Shen Yun's stage. A lot of younger generations, I think, in the West would know the Monkey King and Mulan. You know, they're well-known, very popular characters in China as well. So they are in Shen Yun stage too. So stories like this, they're not only just you have fun, you enjoy, but you also enjoy in a spiritual level as well. I think when nowadays everything's so commercial, people's lives are very busy, you know. I think when you see this kind of stories, programs, I think your heart and soul gets such comfort that I think just something deep down inside of your heart has been touched. That's why I think Xue Yun can move 100 million live audiences in the world. And many like very well accomplished artists, they have seen the show. They have given very, very high review and comments on Xue Yun. I mean, these are all available on the internet, YouTube. If you search Xue Yun and review, and you see a lot of those comments.
Am I to understand correctly that an awful lot of the stories have a very strong moral and ethic in each one? Is that correct?
Yes. Just like Mulan, a lot of people know, to be loving and taking care of your elderly parents is the first virtue of Chinese people. If you're criticized as you're bad to your parents, then nobody would deal with you in the past. So to be looking after your parents and to be loyal to them is very important. Mulan is a symbol. Normally in Chinese culture, to look after your parents is your son's job. But Mulan is a daughter, it's a girl. And his father was actually sigh and saying, you know, it's no good to have daughters because they're not good to me, you know. Mulan actually said, she actually went to the battlefield to replace her father. And she was there for 12 years, disguised herself as a man, and nobody recognized her. So Mulan later became a symbol of a good person that is good to your parents.
It's also a celebration of the art and the artistic culture of China. Is that fair?
Yes, you see, China, we have such, used to have such beautiful arts. Everything is so refined, so artistically designed. For instance, this Xue Yun, they revive not only the 5,000 years of culture and values, but also the artistic form, too. The animated backdrop, I think this is unique, the only one in the world to use this. Every story, for instance, Mulan or General Yuefei, so the backdrop will be animated to become a part of the story, interact with the dancers on stage to create full theatric effect. So other dancers, they will be have similar kind of animated backdrop design. And also, there is a live orchestra to accompany the program. This orchestra is very unique. It's the only one in the world. Nobody else has it because they combine Western and Chinese instruments to make beautiful sound in harmony. Many Chinese instruments like erhu, pipa, or suona, gong, they have very, very nice and beautiful sound, unique sound. So ordinary orchestra, Western orchestra, combined with this Chinese instruments, and the music, you have to go there to experience. I can't really explain, because it's just wonderful.
It is extraordinary to have that kind of mixture. I mean, you must have some conductor who can and composer who can arrange all that music together.
They're very accomplished artists in each area. So, and also I think they have their spiritual requirements as well. So that's why they can create such beautiful arts.
And how long does the show go on for?
Each show will go on each night about 2 hours and maybe a little bit less than 2.5 hours. So in these 2 hours, you will experience the real China. Even nowadays, you go to China, you don't see the real China. So, but if you go to see Shenyun, you'll see China in 5,000 years of civilization.
Where can you get tickets?
You can get tickets from ticketmaster.ie. And you can also see more details on shenyun.com/Dublin. And there are video clips and everything you need on that website.
Dongxue, thank you very much.
Thanks, Connor. Pleasure.